What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Mr. RCL, back with another podcast. Man, I haven't been on the audio version in a minute, so I'm doing this for all the people that listen on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and many other audio platforms that there are. I wanted to talk about a little bit of personal stuff today. I had a friend call me the other day. I hadn't spoken to him in a while, and he had posted a picture on his Instagram. I'm not going to say any names, but you know, the first thought that came to my mind was, man, dude looks like he's homeless, you know. But I didn't say anything, obviously. I didn't comment on it. I'm not going to be one of those people that, you know, somebody has something on their face and you're like, oh, what is that? What is that? Or what is that mark on your face? Or you got a booger on your face, you know. Unless it's your friend, you know. Like, obviously, the person already knows that they have something on their face, you know, that somebody punched them or they have a black eye or whatever it is. So you don't need to sit there and point it out like a little kid. You know, little kids are always very truthful and like, your nose, you got a big nose, or your eye is swollen, or what happened to your eye, you know. So I wasn't going to do that, and I didn't. But he called me and we had a conversation, and he was saying how somebody, you know, from back in the day that he knew was like, yo, like, you look homeless in that picture. And he took it down. I guess it really hurt his ego or his self-esteem because he took the picture down. But anyway, he was telling me the story about it and how much it affected him. He was like, you know, I don't even fuck with Instagram or anything like that because I guess people are kind of rude on there and they say stupid shit and he just doesn't want to be a part of it. But the irony of this is, like, this cat, he was best friends, but we were best friends, you know what I mean? Like brothers, just like brothers, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like ride or die type shit. You know, I went to California with him. We had some great times in Salinas, you know, Salinas, Norteños and Sureños. Man, we were over there on the north side or on the south side, repping north side. I had a north side legend hat on, not even knowing. And everybody was staring at me, mugging me and shit. We were like, oh, what the fuck's going on? And then somebody came up to me and was like, yo, you gotta take that hat off, homie. Like, you're in a fucking red zone here, you know what I'm saying? So, man, I took that fucking hat off so quick. And, yeah, people kind of stopped staring at me. But, you know, people kept kind of, they were kind of weary about us. And then we went to a gym and play ball. And we would play ball there after work every day. We went to Salinas, California to do a job for about 3-4 months. So we were living there. And me and him literally would drive the truck to the gym every day and play basketball. And we were just hooping on these cats. This one, we were always practicing, like every day, just shooting, you know what I mean? So we were hitting shots every time, just sniper, you know what I'm saying? Fools were like, yo, these cats are snipers, man. They're snipers. Like, we got to stop them. Like, we got to switch up the teams, man. This shit ain't fair. And me and him didn't really want to switch up teams, but those who really wanted to fight us and shit, they were that mad that we were whooping their ass that they wanted to fight us. So we're like, yo, fuck it, just switch up the teams. Like, we ain't trying to start no beef all the way out here in California, you know what I'm saying? We don't know nobody. And all we had is our SAs that worked with us and Pops that was with us, you know what I'm saying? That's all we really needed, but we didn't really want to get active and get into that action, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't worth it at the end of the day. But my point is that me and this cat, man, we were just best friends, man. The best of friends, you know, like we could not stop. We could stop talking for a year and then talk and it would seem like no time has been lost. Like, it was just like I just seen him yesterday for hours, you know. The unfortunate thing with this whole story is that, like, this dude, I stopped dating this chick named Holly Ray. You know, I say her name because she's a public figure. She's a singer, model, and whatever else you want to call her. And I broke up with her. You know what I'm saying? She said she was in love with me. She was madly in love with me, and I just couldn't take it at the time. I was not ready to be in a relationship. So I kind of broke up with her and I dumped her. You know, I had my boy Jordan at the time helped me and he helped me dump her and get rid of her because she was kind of clingy. I guess at the time it was all right, you know what I'm saying? I didn't see it clearly, you know. I didn't know that she really cared for me and I was interested in other things, you know, my friends and partying and popping bottles and stuff like that. Fortunately, today I'm, you know, 35 years old. I got a baby girl on the way, Mackenzie, and I have my fiance, you know, Dr. Dorothy Alberti, which I'm very happy with. So, you know, everything is in due time. You know, everything has its time. So, anyways, back to the story with me and this guy. Not going to say his name. We call him Easy, though. He's from California. But, yeah, we became best friends, man. And there was a pattern in my life when I was growing up. You know, most of my friends, they wanted to be around me because I had a lot of clout, you know. And back then it wasn't called clout, we call it juice, you know what I'm saying? I had all the juice at the clubs and, you know, in the streets and everywhere. I had all the juice with the girls. I always had the fine bitches with me, and I was always the kid that had it cracking, you know what I mean? I always had stacks. And you know, Jordan came on the team. We started calling our squad J Money Squad, you know what I'm saying? And you know, everybody was always, you know, chasing the trend that I was set, because that's just what I was. I was a trendsetter. I was the cool cat, you know what I'm saying? But there was a pattern that I started to realize when my friends were around me, that they didn't really care to be around me because of me, because they loved me or cared about me. There was only a couple of cats, and those were my OGs, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Peter Roy. If you haven't checked his music out, man, check it out. That motherfucker is an underrated MC like a motherfucker out here in Arizona. Top three MCs for sure. Check him out. Peter Roy, Arizona, you know what I'm saying? Since Azilla Boy and, you know, White Boys are Arizona's favorite cracker, you know what I'm saying? Y'all already know what I'm talking about. People, for those who know, you know, Man Up Squad back in the day. For those who know, for those who don't, fuck them, you know what I'm saying? But those are the only people that were really loyal to me and really stuck to my side and were really my friend because they were my friends, you know what I'm saying? Like, Roy put me on the squad just because I was his homie, you know what I'm saying? I didn't have to do nothing. I was just the homie, you know? He's like, yo, he's squad, and that's it. And I respect Roy for that, man, and I respect Roy for his loyalty. That cat's a real loyal cat, man. He's an Italiano type, you know, mentality, even though he's Irish, you know what I'm saying? But he's very, very mobster philosophy, you know what I mean? He's very loyal. You fuck him over, don't fuck with him again, you know what I'm saying? But he's loyal. He'll ride for you, you know what I'm saying? He reps for his city. Another cat, Ori Adams, you know what I'm saying, who put me under his wing as well. But what I realized is the pattern that I'm trying to get to here, and I want to make this quick because I don't want you guys to tune out. I would break up with my girlfriends, and not even a week or so later, one of my best friends would date my, they would ask my ex-girlfriend out and start dating her. And at the time, you know, I was so reckless and I didn't really care about girls too much, because I had, you know, I had girls like a dime a dozen. I didn't care, you know. And I'm not trying to put myself up on a pedestal or anything, but I really did, man. I had girls like, bro, like I had them in my phone, you know, five at a time, you know, texting them and hanging out with, you know, four or five girls at a time. And, excuse me, it was just, that's just how, this is what it was for me. I didn't really care. So it didn't really, you know, I didn't really think about it, and it didn't bother me at the time, you know. But when it started happening over and over again, you know, it happened with my boy Colin, it happened with my boy Ryan, it happened with so many, five of my friends. I don't want to say most all the names, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, and I know that it takes two to tango, you know what I'm saying? I know that it's the girl's fault as well. But to me, it's just a real grimy thing to do to somebody, and especially somebody you call your friend, you know what I mean? To do that to somebody, I just think it's not a loyal thing to do. I would never do that to one of my friends, date one of their ex-girlfriends, you know? It made me think, like, what about when we were hanging out before, when I was dating them? Like, how did you look at them? Like, were you checking them out? Like, were you trying to holler at them? Like it just made me wonder, like, what the motives and the intentions were of my friends, or quote-unquote friends that I had at the time. And it's just silly, man. It's nasty and it's ridiculous that I had to deal with that, you know. And I just wanted to talk about it today because something that I was thinking about. And this cat called me the other day, and he was telling me a story about the girl that was my ex-girlfriend at the time, and he started dating after. And his reasoning that he gave me was, he's like, yo, I had to do what I had to do, you know what I'm saying? I had to make it do what it do. That was his answer. You know, that was his answer to him. That was his explanation on why he dated my ex-girlfriend. But anyway, long story short, man, karma is a motherfucker. And that's what I wanted to tell you guys. Karma, life comes full circle, and it always comes to bite you in the ass if you do something wrong. Like, this cat caught all kinds of diseases. He got cancer. He had to have surgery. Now he's on medication. All kinds of stuff, right? So it's just karma just comes full circle. And when it does, it's something you got to be really careful about, because it can come in a good way and it can come in a bad way. But what I wanted to say is, I guess you pay for everything that you do, whether it's good or bad, you know. And most of my friends that did this to me, that went and dated my ex-girlfriends, either they're in prison, they're in jail, they're dead, or their life is in shambles. Like I said, this kid is on medication. He's got all kinds of diseases. He's literally, listen, man, I work with the SMI population. My fiance is a psychologist, a psychiatrist, I'm sorry. So I know a lot about this. And when I talk to this kid, I can see he has a lot of pain, a lot of emptiness inside. And his mental state is not very stable. You know, he's got a lot of issues going on. And I think maybe he's paying for what he did. You know what I mean? Because I know for one fact, I can tell you this. I've paid for everything I've done in my life. And I'm still paying for some shit that I've done in my life. But I changed my ways, man. I changed my ways. And I go to church. I stay close to God. I hang out with my fiance. We go out to eat. I stay at home. I don't go out much. You know, I'm not really in the streets. I'm not really hip into what's going on. I try to stay away. I try to stay out of the way and out of my own way, you know. But yeah, these cats that really turn their back on me, man, they would show their teeth to me, smile in my face, and when I wasn't looking, they would be talking shit about me to somebody else, one of my other friends or one of my other fake ass friends. And it's just something I want to talk about, man, and I want to know like what you guys think and how you guys deal with shit like this, or have you ever dealt with shit like this, and do you think it's right? Do you think it's wrong? Do you think it's some of this shit just happens, or do you think that it should be something where, you know, it's loyalty that you fuck up? Like it's something that, you know, a friendship should be loyalty, you know, it should be loyal. Like there should be loyalty in friendship. So I want to know what you guys think about that, man. Let me know. If you guys want to know more details, maybe I'll do a follow-up version of this, but I just want to let you guys know that, man, it happened to me 5 times with 5 of my friends, with 5 different girlfriends, ex-girlfriends. And it was a pattern. And I don't know what it was about my ex-girlfriend that my friends wanted to have. Like, dude, there's the most thing there is in the world is women, but for some reason these guys wanted to date my ex-girlfriend. Like, why were y'all riding Flobiz's nuts, like, when there's so many other women? Why were y'all riding my dick? Like, it's just weird, you know what I mean? So I don't know, what do you guys think, man? Drop some comments down below. Make sure you check my YouTube out. It's youtube.com/realcleanlike. All my social medias are /realcleanlike or @realcleanlike. Make sure you check those out, and make sure you check my website for this podcast as well. The link will be in the description. It's your boy, Mr. RCL. You dig.